Historima. Listen to the extraordinary.
Γεννήθηκα και μεγάλωσα στο Νέο Ηράκλειο Αττικής. Από την εφηβική μου ηλικία.
I was born and brought up in Neo Heraklio in Attica. I was very involved with stray animals from my teenage years. All my family was. That's how my parents brought me and my sister up. When we got back from school, first we would go out with a small bag in hand to feed the strays, and then we would sit to eat. In 2000, I came to Aiana in Evia Island. There was a riding club here that did pony trekking for tourists, and I had come on journalistic assignment. When I was there, I learned all about the riding club, its owner, and the horses he had. At that time, this gentleman was looking for a riding teacher, so I introduced him to my sister, Nancy Curelu, who was a gym teacher with a specialty in horse riding. She worked with him for a summer and fell in love with the horses. They couldn't work together the following year because it had started not to be profitable, and he was shifting his focus to other businesses. By 2008, the horses were in a terrible state. Some of them were missing. Either they had disappeared from the club, or they had died under unknown circumstances. In 2010, he was evicted. We got the horses and brought them to Athens. Nancy kept the horses in Athens for a year in Kapandriti. Later, she went back to Aia Ana, found a small plot of forest land, and we set up the Rancheros Animal Welfare Association for the Protection of Equines. We also found other animals, a mare, a racehorse, some donkeys, some dogs. Our family of saved animals grew. Naturally, Nancy left her life in Athens and came here to take care of them. She lived in a caravan without power, without drinking water at first. In 2014, I was faced with a dilemma because with the income that I had, the very reduced income that I had, I'd been forced to come back and live with my parents. And that was really hard. So I thought, why don't I go to Aia Ana to Nancy and take it easy for a while and work out what I want to do? And then some work came up and I had to go back to Athens. But I said to the person I was supposed to be interviewing, can we do the interview by Skype? And they said, sure. I began to realize that now you can handle journalistic topics from wherever you are. I love the majesty of nature, the green that I can never get enough of, balanced by the sea. And also what I saw every morning from my window, that my animals were free. Later on, I met my husband, Vangelis. We had two children, and I put down roots. It was the afternoon of August 3rd. I was with my husband and our children on the beach when we saw a thick cloud of black smoke, very thick. We learned that a fire had broken out. Vangelis told me it's far away from us, very far. It's not going to come here. It's too far away. And I felt reassured. The next day, we saw that the fire had spread. Not only was it not going out or under control, it was wild. The following day, I was in the playground with my children, with a friend who also had twin girls who lived in Akhladi. At some point, I checked my phone, and I had an alert for a news site that someone from the regional administration had stated that the fire in Evia will reach the Aegean. I read it out loud. The next day, my friend sent me a text. We're leaving. On August 5th, the message to evacuate came. It said that people in Keramia, Amelades, and another village I can't remember the name of were being evacuated. And Vangelis said, they're near here. So he called a friend of his in Aia, Anna. Could you go and see what's going on in Keramia? Has the fire reached there? So the girl goes and then calls him back half an hour later. Vangelis, there's nothing going on. It's all clear. There's no fire. Anyway, the truth is, when you have two-year-old twins, you can't be constantly watching your phone or the TV to find out what is going on. So my day just fell into its normal routine, dressing them, feeding them, changing them, playing, going out for a walk, so on and so on. I kind of forgot about it. About 3 p.m, a friend called and said, they're evacuating 2 large hotel resorts on Aia Ana Beach. They're using coaches. And I thought, that's not good. I called Vangelis to let him know and that I decided, you've got to come and take the children and my mother and take them to Athens. From the moment I made that call, I felt really bad, really anxious. I couldn't stop crying because I kept thinking that our house might burn down. I had just started to pull myself together when my mother arrived, a new drama. She said, I'm not leaving. You go with the children and I'll stay here and help Nancy. I'll stay with my child and you go with yours. I replied, Mom, you can't drive and we're probably going to need a car. You go with the kids and Vangelis. It's all going to be okay. Seeing my mother crying made me stronger. I didn't want her to see me worrying. So Vangelis got to leave with the children and the 2 dogs, all he could fit into the car. He took me to one side and said, "Do you see them? Look at them." He pointed at the girls. "I want you to swear that you'll see them again. If the fire gets this far and you're in danger, I want you to set the animals free and leave." We both cried. They left, but I felt a weight had lifted from me. Now I could deal with anything since my children were safe. I finally spoke with Nancy, and she told me that she'd arranged for us to leave, whether we were in danger or not, and that she had got hold of a large truck, a large transporter. We were going to put all the horses inside. We would go in cars with the dogs and head to Tanagra, to a riding club that would host all of us. The truck arrived. It was a beast, and it broke down just outside Rancheros. All the mechanics were at the head of the fire, but we had time. We were cool. We asked for another truck. It started out from Athens, but couldn't get past Afidnes, the tolls, because Krioneri was also on fire and traffic was banned on the national road. I walked around the village. I still didn't see anyone worried, anxious, or feel any sense of fear. Nothing. All good. They were buying each other tsiporo and drinking beers, that kind of atmosphere. I sat with a friend. He looked at the sky and said, "Guys, the sky has changed color." As soon as I heard that without telling anything to anyone, I left. I headed to the ranch where the animals were. At that moment, I called Dimitri Skopelitis, the deputy mayor of the village, and he said, "Take the horses and get out of here. In 2 hours, the fire will have got to the shore." And then he hung up. I just wanted to scream at how unconcerned everyone else was. I went to find my sister. We still couldn't see fire, but we knew it was coming. We knew. But the animals didn't. Thank God they were calm. We were 4 people with 8 horses and 2 donkeys. The only thing we could do was to take a horse each and a donkey and head to Krievrisi on foot. We needed to get over the hill, and from then on, we'd see what we could do. Nancy took Cassandra, Adonis took Ioanna, I took Simun, who was the leader of our herd, And Daphne took Barbara, an 800-year-old donkey with a problem walking. And we began to walk through the night. The fire had to be close by now, and people had started to panic. Some of them must have crashed into each other. It must be nearby for everyone to leave in such a frenzy. We were going along nicely, calmly. When we left the limits of the village and the animals realized that we were going somewhere they didn't know, the horses that were free began to react and rear up and down What they were trying to do was free those that were on a rope to incite them and say to them, "Leave this lot. They don't know where they're going." Nancy held on to Cassandra. I've never seen anyone so strong. The horse pulled her to the left, to the right, but she held on. There was no way that Simoon, who was the leader, was going to stay with me. They left. Ioana, who wasn't part of their herd, stayed behind. And our donkey Barbara behaved like a real donkey and didn't seem to care where the others had gone. When the horses left, I think my heart broke a little. I mean, I heard it break, go crack. I turned to look at the black evil behind us because Simoon had run away. And I saw the coast. The whole of the wooded area up to Ayios Vasilis was burning. A fire at night is like something from a nightmare. Adonis started to shout, "Don't look back. None of you look back. Don't look back again." Because it makes you freeze. Even if it's still far away, it makes you freeze. You think, where the hell am I going? We had no idea what happened to the horses. And we decided it was time to split up. The text to evacuate kept going off. The day dawned and you could still see flames from somewhere far away. Nancy left again to go find the horses. She wasn't in any danger. However, where I was, I was. By now, Strofilia was in flames, and I was told, "You've got to get out of here. It's over." Daphne's husband came and said, "You're coming with us to Edipsos." That was a long way away. I got to Edipsos, and all I could see before me was ash. Nancy walked from Kriavrisi along the shore at Aia Anna back to Rancheros, which had been completely burned. But inside were the horses, all of them, and not one hair in their coat had been burned. They knew how to stay safe. Horses are really clever. They wouldn't head into the fire. And they have a great sense of direction, especially ours, who knew the area well. I would really love to know where they'd gone to stay safe. We'll never know. But at least they were alive and well. However, I was in Edipsos and I couldn't get back. There had been another outbreak in Limni. And the fire didn't stop in Aia Anna. It went on to Achladi, Kotsikia, Vasilika, Gouves, and on from there. This meant I was surrounded by fire on both sides. Day dawned and the text from friends started. "Depi, it's not safe in Edipsos, and we've heard Edipsos is in danger." I checked the timetable for the ferry. I crossed to Arkitsa and went to Athens and got back to my children. It was their birthday. We bought a cake and blew out candles. But how could you celebrate? From the photographs Nancy sent, the whole of Aia Anna had burned to a cinder. The destruction was total. Trees had fallen at the ranch. We couldn't get past them. There was no water. Even the irrigation pipes had melted. Everything had burned. Nancy's caravan had burned. The feed had burned. So had the stable, our equipment, the medicines. Nancy was not in a good state. She was struggling on her own. So I said, "Mom, can you look after the kids again? I have to go back. I have to help." And she said, "Go." So I left with Vangelis. I felt we'd never be able to repair it, that it couldn't even be repaired. Immediately, people started to ask, "How can we help? Give us an account number." There were people who donated 5 or 6 euros. Money is very important, and you have to respect it. And they believed we could do it. I began to be approached on social media by Las Caridis Foundation and Animal Action Hellas. "Tell us, do you want to repair it?" I told them, "Yes, we'll put it back together, since you have faith in us."
Χτίσαμε ένα στάβλο, πήραμε τροφές, περίφραξη.
We built a stable, bought feed, put up a fence, all in 3 months. But when the horses arrived, they didn't like it. They were scared. They didn't recognize the place. The smell was different, and they wouldn't come out. It took us months to socialize them again. My children used to pick up pine cones and play with them like balls. I remember that when Sophia picked one up, she immediately threw it down. She said to me, "Mom, it's burned." And I thought, crap, I moved here to raise my children here for the nature. What have we deprived them of now? When will they see it again? When will they get to walk in the woods? When? I can't say. You don't just come back from something like this. You only come back when you fight for it. I am claiming it back. I'm constantly bothering ministries, institutions, and groups. Do you know something? We all walk on the same ground, breathe the same air. There's only one planet.
Ξέρεις κάτι, όλη την ίδια γη πατάμε και το ίδιο οξυγόνο αναπνέουμε. Ένας είναι ο πλανήτης.
Ιστόρημα. Listen to the extraordinary. A collaboration between ERT Echo and Istorima.org. Istorima is supported by a founding grant from the Stavros Niarchos Foundation.